When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday, my darlings. Oh, I hope you've had a good day so far and that you're ready for a little bit of contemplation. I was in meditation a little while ago and I kept returning, or I guess I kept seeing the image of the word truth flash before my eyes. And truth is something I've been meditating on and contemplating in my own life a whole lot. So without really knowing where today's contemplation is going to take us, I think I would love to have a moment dedicated to truth right now. The way truth has been returning to me in my life right now is really about me living my own most authentic truth, which is a really hard thing to do. You know, it's one of those things that it should just come naturally to us to be who we are and live our own truth. But it's a really hard thing to do. You know, we live in a society that constantly tells us we have to diminish our truth, or we have to hide, or we have to fit in different ways. And I think the older we get, the easier it is to sort of be led astray. And with time, we might even forget the truth of who we truly are. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So in this moment here now, you know, no matter what you have going on in your life today, I want to give us an opportunity to meditate on and contemplate something that we know to be true about who we are. And the beautiful thing about this contemplation is it will change. I mean, that's the amazing thing about our truth. As we continue growing and evolving, our truth will continue to change as well. And it's a good little check-in to do to return to an inner place of knowing, that inner anchor of, well, here is something I know to be true about who I am. So as you are right now, you can just close your eyes and it might be helpful to place a hand to the heart or a hand to the low belly just to make a little bit more of a connection to your body in this moment. And then just as you soften your gaze or close the eyes, you can invite a little more space into the breath. And just on this topic of truth right now, you know, the word truth is going to spark a little something inside of you. The same way I, in my meditation practice, I just saw that word kind of flash in front of my mind's eye, truth. It means something. It stirs something inside of us, especially if the way we've been living our lives lately feels like a long stretch away from truth. So take a moment right now just to feel into what the word truth sparks inside of you. What is something that you know to be absolutely true about who you are? Sit with that for a moment. I'm not going to give too much guidance here because it's going to be such an individual moment for you to see what shows up as truth for you. When I breathe a little space into this contemplation for myself, something I know to be absolutely true, and it made me smile the moment this sort of was opened up inside of me, is that I'm doing the best I can. Yeah, and I know that's true because, you know, my response is laughter. I'm smiling as I say that. It just resonates as truth. I'm doing the best I can. Even when I'm messing up, you know, even when I make mistakes, even when things aren't going the way I wanted them to go, I am doing the best I can. That is something I know to be true about who I am in this moment. What is something you know to be true about you? What is something you can fully affirm and confirm as truth? Give yourself a little more space for this today because it's a really interesting contemplation. It can take you to a really, really deep place. So maybe from here, taking a few extra minutes just with eyes closed to breathe and to really explore into what lies beneath that inquiry of truth. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice today. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.